Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Spelling plus baking equals winning. On East Coast Radio, it's like it's standing with Sasko. Taste the care. T's and C's apply.
Yep, this is where we take the brightest grade 4 learners in KZN to see which one of them can spell the bestest. Today is the last official day of Last Kid Standing before we go into our last semi-final tomorrow. And then, next week Tuesday, the final to find the winners of the 100,000 Rand in prizes.
And it is the last day of getting a semi-finalist. A big shout out to Clifton School. Clifton shout providing out. The words to us throughout this campaign. Thank you so
shout
much.
Shout out, OUT.
Clifton, just to remind everyone of the house rules, we had one of these yesterday. Mm-hmm. So your first answer will count.
Mm.
So if you want to spell judge and you say G-U and say sorry, J-U, we take the G-U.
Sorry, Sky, you're out.
Yes.
Hang on. Can I just say point of order?
No, but wait.
So judge.
Yeah.
You must do it like that. Yesterday, you shirked your responsibility.
No,
you were like, I can't do
easy
it.
To say no,
I don't want to be the judge anymore.
So do you want the judge powers or not?
I have the judge powers. Okay.
Well, then you must use them properly.
I know, but okay. So we have three learners that are waiting to meet us this morning. From Imams and Totsi Primary School, we've got Joshua Fullard. Joshua is going to be spelling against and or with Tegan Kruger from Kokstad Junior School. And then from Port Natal School, we've got Tembaletu Mbuyaz. Let's meet our contestants.
Hi, my name is Joshua Fullard and I'm in grade 4 from Imams and Totsi Primary School. I really want to play station and I want to pay for school fees.
Hi, East Coast Radio and Sasko. My name is Tegan. I'd like to show that blondes aren't stupid and stuff like that, but I don't know how to spell certain things, but I think I have a chance to win. I can spell helicopter, that's one thing. Thank you for having me on a video that you probably might or not watch. Bye.
Hi, my name is Tembaletu. I'd like to be chosen for the spelling bee because I love to spell and I'm good at it. Thank you.
Tegan, Joshua and Tembaletu, good morning to all three of you. We start off with an easy round. The difficulty of the words increases as we progress to the later rounds. So according to alphabetical, correct me if I'm wrong, J-T-T-E-T-H-T to Joshua.
Josh first, Joshua. And then we've got two T's. Which one goes next, Darren? How's your spelling?
T-E before T-H.
There we go.
Tegan and then Tembaletu.
Mm.
I did it.
Mm.
Well done. Do I get a star?
No.
Nothing. Useless judge.
Careful, eh?
Round one.
All right, Joshua, your first word is at no time in the past or future, not ever. Joshua, your word is never.
N-E-V-E-R.
Correct.
Well done.
Tegan. Hey, guys, when you're not spelling in the background, you know how it works. We're in class now.
Yes. Radio's off. Mom's, dad's quiet.
Quiet, please. Quiet, please.
Okay.
40, love. Tegan, your word means accompanied by another person or a thing. Your word is with.
W-I-T-H.
That is correct. Joshua and Tembaletu, please keep quiet if it's not your turn. My goodness me, guys.
But you're now not it is Tembaletu's turn.
You're not in grade 2 anymore. Come on.
Yeah, let's put our grade 4 listening ears on, please.
All right. Tembaletu, your word.
Yes.
Yes, Tim.
There you go, Tim.
Guys, don't act like we haven't done online schooling for 2 years. Come on.
Yeah.
Tembaletu, your word means used to identify a specific person or a thing. Tembaletu, your word is that.
What?
That. Your word is that.
T-H-A-T.
That is correct.
Well done.
Going through to round 2 of Last Kid Standing and standing a chance to go through to the semi-final tomorrow, Joshua, Tegan and Tembaletu. Joshua, your next word is, or it means, it's the past tense of call out. Joshua, your word is called.
C-A-L-L-E-D.
That is correct. Tegan, your word means to have the ability to put words together to make sense. Tegan, your word is right.
R-I-G-H-T.
That is incorrect.
So, Tegan, you spelt the word right as in the opposite of wrong. What Darren asked you to spell was the ability to put words together to make sense. Right. correctly spelt W-R-I-T-E.
Oh.
Sorry, yes, my love.
It was the wrong right. Tembaletu?
Yes?
Your word is past tense, cause movement towards oneself. Your word is pulled.
Pulled.
Uh-huh.
P-U-L-L-E-D.
That is correct. Joshua, your next word means, it's also past tense, felt intense dislike or disgust. Joshua, your word is loathed.
Pardon?
Your word is loathed.
What?
Your word is the past tense, felt intense dislike or intense disgust. Joshua, your word is loathed.
I don't understand.
Loathed.
May I give it in a sentence? So Joshua, if you really don't like vegetables, you say, I loathed eating vegetables. But I know that you do like vegetables. This is a silly sentence.
Okay, you want to give it a bash?
Okay, Josh, I'm going to need you to spell this, please. You need to start spelling.
I don't understand.
You don't understand. Okay, so it's another word for hated. And the word is loathed. So just give it a go.
Loathed.
I'm going to have to ask you. Yeah?
O.
Mm-hmm. Josh, you need to carry on, my boy. Otherwise, Timbaletu's got this.
W-E-D.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Josh. Very good try. And look, we learned a word today. The word is loathed, which is another word for hated. And you spell it L-O-A-T-H-E-D. But we need Timbaletu to get his word right. So don't go anywhere, Josh. It's not over for you yet.
Do we need to get Timbaletu to get this word correct?
Yes.
All right, Timbaletu, get this word right. You are into tomorrow's semi-final. Get it wrong,
okay,
and we'll have a word off between you and Joshua. Tembaletu, your word means keenly or very interested. Your word is eagerly.
Eagerly. Eagerly.
Uh-huh. Eagerly.
So like a very excited. Mm-hmm.
E-A-G-E-R-L-Y.
That is correct. I was going through it in my head. Going through to the semi-final tomorrow, right here from East Coast Radio House. Timbaletu Mbayazi from Port Natal School. Mbayazi. Oh, Mbayazi, Port Natal.
Oh, well done, yes. Timbaletu.
Well done, Timbaletu. That was very, very tense. How does it feel to be a champion?
It feels nice.
Are you ready to do it again tomorrow?
All right, yeah. Timbaletu, we'll see you tomorrow.
He's run off to go and celebrate. So there we go. We have our next or our final semi-final tomorrow. And remember, whoever wins that goes through to the final, which is the final of all the semi-finalist winners. And that'll happen next week, Tuesday, the last day of Last Kid Standing with Sasco. Don't want to miss tomorrow.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.